dos arbolitos que parecen gemelos.
We are listening to, well, I wish I could tell you what we're listening to. I don't know who it is because for this visit with Alt Latino, Felix Contreras gave me some music. He didn't give me any information about it. And he asked me to pick the songs that I liked best. This is one that I picked.
Porque así quiso Dios que los dos nacieran.
And Felix joins me now to tell me what I chose. Felix, welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
Okay, who are we listening to? Who's this beautiful voice?
Okay, this is Diana Gameros. She's from the Bay Area. She has Mexican roots, and she's got this great new album out of classic Mexican folk songs, and the entire record is drop-dead gorgeous.
And she hits a high note in here that is just beautiful.
Her voice just really knocked me out. It was so simple but so strong, and you're right, she has a range that sits in the middle, but then she does peek at these things, mm-hmm. and it just tugs at your emotions just the right way.
Okay, change of pace. Here's song number two.
Oh, my gosh.
Just a little bit different vibe here, Felix. I just love the contrast with what we're just listening to.
Okay. This is a band called La Misa Negra. It's Killer Neo Cumbia from Oakland, California.
Wait. Killer Neo Cumbia.
Killer Neo Cumbia.
Okay.
New cumbia.
That's a new genre.
Okay. You know, cumbia has become like the ubiquitous type of music that is in just about every Latin American country, and it's usually reflective of the working class, but it's had this, over the last 20 years, enormous repopularization.
This is good time party music.
Now listen to the beat, okay? It's based on a dance that was developed by African slaves in Colombia while their feet were chained. So the beat is very soft. It's like a shuffle.
Yeah.
So it's got this very deep historic roots, but killer grooves either way.
Okay, so the third song that I picked, Felix, I have to say I picked it not because I liked it, but because it's just bizarre and I don't know what's going on and I want to hear you tell me about it.
Okay, check this one out. This is a band called EVHA, okay, and it stands for El Viejo Hombre de los Andes.
Okay.
Okay, it's from Ecuador, and they are a very forward collective of musicians who mix Ecuadorian folk music, electronic, a little bit of hip-hop, a lot of sampling, as you can hear. But I'm fascinated by it because of just how they see the world. They see the world as anything can count, anything sounds good together.
Put it all in together, yeah.
Perfect.
Huh. Okay, the last song, Felix, totally different mood.
I gotta say that when I put together the list of songs, I had an idea of what you might pick.
You have my number. All I can tell you about this song is I know she's singing in Portuguese. I bet she's Brazilian.
This is a band called Da Cruz, and the singer's name is Da Cruz. The song is called Número They're largely a club band, a dance band, but they mix reggae, Brazilian pop, traditional music. It's a reflection of contemporary Brazil, like the intense social conditions, and the lyrics sing of themes of racism, the struggle between the haves and the have-nots, economic injustices, social injustices, all of these heavy topics.
But so listenable. This is like so beautiful and lilting.
Dance groups, yeah. It's a juxtaposition of, okay, we're going to think, but we're going to dance at the same time.
Felix Contreras is the host of NPR Music's Alt Latino, a weekly podcast about Latino arts and culture. He visits with us once a month to get our Sunday morning started with just the right music. Felix, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Enquanto a terra girar,